Welcome, Curious Minds, to another deep dive. Today, we're really zeroing in on something important for anyone venturing out alone: solo travel safety. Specifically, what makes a safety device the best one? We've been looking at various evaluations, you know, reports that really put these tools through their paces, all to help you figure out personal security when you're exploring solo.
Yeah, it's fascinating, actually. These evaluations really highlight the unique the specific needs of solo travel. It's incredibly enriching traveling alone, but it definitely presents different safety dynamics that need dedicated thought and, maybe more importantly, dedicated tools that have been properly checked out for that very purpose.
That's a really key distinction, isn't it? Because solo travel is huge now. People love the freedom, the, you know, finding themselves out there.
Absolutely.
But that freedom, it comes with this greater sense of responsibility for your own safety. So what is it specifically about being solo that means safety needs its own kind of evaluation, different from just general travel advice?
Well, fundamentally, when you're solo, you are. You're it. You're the main point of contact, often the only support if something happens in a place you don't know.
Right. No built-in backup.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that raises the question, you know, how do you proactively handle risk? How do you boost your personal security when that usual group safety net just isn't there? And these evaluations we're digging into, they're not just giving generic tips. They're looking at specific, tangible things, aids designed to lessen those unique solo risks, things that offer real practical help and, well, peace of mind, too.
Okay, so simplifying it for you listening, it sounds like being prepared isn't just about, like, trying not to find trouble. It's about actually having the right tools, things that have been vetted, empowering yourself.
Precisely. And that vetting, that evaluation part, that's absolutely key.
Yeah, right. And that's where it gets really interesting, I think. That phrase, evaluating the best, it implies, you know, a tough process, filtering out loads of options. So looking at the sources, what are some of the maybe less obvious things these evaluations are looking for? Beyond just, does it switch on? What makes a device good versus truly best for someone traveling alone?
Well, a really solid evaluation looks way beyond, does it work? For a solo traveler, best often means like a mix of things.
Yeah.
Reliability when you're stressed. Is it easy to use with one hand, maybe in the dark? Can you be discreet with it? And crucially, battery life. Or how flexible the power source is. You know, really practical stuff.
Okay.
For instance, some evaluations really put weight on whether a device keeps working in, say, freezing cold or high heat, or maybe after you drop it.
Mm.
Not just if it turns on the first time. It's about resilience in the real world.
So it's a shortcut for you, the listener. Instead of wading through tons of product claims yourself, an evaluation like this is kind of a trusted guide, helping you spot the reliable tools that someone else has already stress tested.
Exactly. It saves time. And potentially avoids a bad choice.
Yeah, a huge help in an area where you definitely don't want to cut corners. So speaking of tools, what kinds of devices do these evaluations usually cover? And what are they finding about which types really work best for solo folks?
They generally group them into a few main areas. First up, you've got personal alarms. And these are often, maybe surprisingly, very effective. The best ones. They're not always the most high-tech. Usually it's the ones with an incredibly loud siren. Measured in decibels, right?
Right.
And super simple ways to set them off, like a pull pin you just yank, or one big, easy-to-find button. The evaluations show that sheer volume and being able to activate it instantly matter more than, say, lots of complicated features.
That's a great point. Simple but effective when it counts, not just the newest shiny thing. Okay, so simplicity and loudness for alarms. Got it. What's another category?
Next is communication devices, specifically ones that work beyond normal cell service. This is, well, critical for solo travelers, especially if you're heading somewhere remote.
Right. Off the grid.
Exactly. So here, evaluations tend to favor things like satellite messengers or personal locator beacons, PLBs. They assess stuff like, does it work globally? How long does the battery really last on a long trip? How clear is the SOS function? The best in this class are usually the ones offering reliable two-way messaging, not just a panic button sending a signal one way. And ones built tough enough for harsh weather or terrain, some reports even highlight devices letting you send preset I'm okay messages or check-ins, which is, you know, great for peace of mind back home too.
Oh, that's huge. That two-way communication, especially if you really are out there. Okay, what about knowing where you are or maybe proving where you've been? Navigation type stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. The third area covers tracking and navigation tools. Now, lots of us use smartphone apps, and they're great, but professional evaluations often rate dedicated GPS trackers or maybe apps with really solid offline map capabilities as better for solo travel.
Why is that?
Well, what makes them best often boils down to having their own power source so they don't drain your phone. Also, their ability to hold a signal in tricky terrain, think like deep canyons or dense forests where phone signal disappears. And just the raw accuracy of their location data, even with no cell connection. Some evaluations also look at how easily and discreetly you can share your live location with specific contacts, or even set up like geofencing alerts. So if you wander out of a preset area, someone gets notified. Peace of mind again.
Okay, so it really drills down into the specifics. It's not just about having a device, but really understanding its strengths, its weaknesses for your kind of solo trip. Sounds like these evaluations bring some much needed clarity, sort of cutting through marketing noise to show what actually performs when you might need it most.
Precisely. When you think about that phrase, evaluating the best safety devices for solo travelers, it really hammers home that safety isn't just about carrying a gadget. It's about understanding how useful it is for you, how it fits into your specific travel plans, your narrative. It's about thoughtfully picking and using the right tool for your journey.
We've definitely dug into why a focused look at safety devices matters so much if you're embracing solo adventures. It really is all about making informed choices, feeling genuinely prepared. So as you think about your own approach to travel solo or not, what's one aspect of personal safety? Could be a tool, could be a skill you've learned, maybe just a mindset. What's the one thing you would say is indispensable, something to really mull over?